Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
The Bald Brothers go on tour next month. Get your tickets now. There's only, Monty, move. 16 dates. And they're starting to sell out. Except Orlando. Plenty of time there.
Do honorable mentions.
Okay.
All right. All right, y'all. Welcome to the Bald Brothers, man. Tony mad because I ain't seen as many vampires movies as him. I seen my fair share.
I mean, you seen five, probably.
I seen, yeah. And plus, I watched True Blood.
No, True Blood's out of the, we talking movies.
Yeah, but I'm saying it should count. But anyway, we talking vampires. We was talking about Sinners a few episodes ago. Mm-hmm. We right back with top vampire movies. I'm going to kick it off.
I know what you're going with.
Sinners.
Oh, I didn't know you were going with that. Okay.
You thought I was going with Lost Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going with my second
I knew.
I got to give it the ones I know.
All right.
Sinners, I was going to say it revitalized, but I feel like vampire movies actually have never gone away.
No, they always pop up.
Because what Nosferatu was just...
That was Christmas.
Yeah, I was about to say, that was not even 6 months ago.
Which, right.
Yeah, so Dracula, we going to get a... Mm-hmm. Vampires.
Vampires stay in the
mix. Might be the most used, like, monster.
Yeah.
Either... zombies have had a...
Zombies got quite... They got a long resume, too.
They do, but
and they got
lately,
TV show.
But I feel like vampires have never not been...
Yeah.
In.
You got the vampire movies, you got Vampire Diaries,
you got Blood. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah,
like vampires is the McDonald's of the of the
they out here for
monsters.
Sure.
Werewolves, y'all ain't got no PR.
They come every now and then.
Werewolves,
and then they
you got Teen Wolf, you had a little bit of Michael
Teen
Jackson.
Wolf was a good time, you know
you got Twilight, but that nigga never could get the girl.
He never got the
Why?
Girl.
Why? Because the vampire
Underworld,
was there.
They got the lichens.
You got the little lichen and stuff
you know
between.
You
know
you got Howling, you got Silver Bullet.
Yeah.
American Werewolf in London. Yeah, but
they ain't never take. They're the Burger King.
The Wolfman just bombed a couple months ago.
Burger King, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Y'all kind of fell off. But anyway, Sinners, I mean, 10 out of 10. Sinners has no negatives to me.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't talk about this in my thing, but I thought it was so smart to make Remick Irish instead of just like a Klan member.
Yeah.
It would have just been immediately a full race movie.
Oh, yeah.
Remick really was like, I got to preserve my culture.
Mm-hmm.
You still have the colonialism of the Irish and stuff like that, assimilation. Right. There's a lot of things if you want to go down that path.
There's a little connection there.
And they got the good music.
Yeah.
The music connecting piece was good. And low-key, I'm going to hold you, Rick's band was getting off.
Who?
Pick That Rock, his band.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He was just trying to play. They was going in. They had some heat, low-key.
I love that slow song they were singing.
Pick That Robin Clean. Pick That Robin. They was going. And
then
the folk song, boy, the folk song. Remick was like, hey, Dublin. He like, he came in full. Let me see. I got the soundtrack on my phone.
Yeah, man.
He had the thing. What was it? Something to Dublin? Rocky Road to Dublin. Boy, Remick said, boy, I'm finna get active. Boy, I'm finna go crazy. Big Rim on the beat. No music. Let me go. No tracks.
All sad.
Let me start with the old Irish. And then Dublin. He adding all kind of syllables in there. Now the beat coming in.
Man, this movie was so well done, man.
And you know, down we didn't even mention, man. Ludwig.
Oh, man.
Ludwig is on his Hans Zimmer.
He is killing.
He is. I thought no one would ever touch Hans Zimmer.
To me,
I was like, nobody's ever going to.
Is Hans Zimmer, what's his name?
The dude who did Star Wars. Is it John something?
John Williams
is another one that, who passed away in a plane crash.
Richie Valens.
No.
Otis Redding.
It was a music film Buddy composer that I can't think of his name right now. But
Buddy Holly.
Yeah, but he's up there with the greats. Bro,
him, man. And Ryan, like,
he killing.
I was watching this clip.
James Horner.
Who?
James Horner.
Yes. James Horner.
So you know when Annie she's striking the match. Very first scene. You might not remember. It's a small scene.
Oh, yeah.
He timed the guitar pluck, the strings to her match hit.
Wow.
I was like, dog. Yeah. I remember when I was watching one of the things on Creed, he made a beat with boxing punching sounds. Mm. He like recorded somebody punching a heavy bag and made a beat with that.
Wow.
He's so integral to the story. He always brings a lot musically to center, to anything he does.
Right.
But him, Michael B. Jordan, Ryan Coogler, Ludwig, that's a good little...
Oh, man, that little trio right there.
Yeah, I saw this tweet. Somebody said, Ryan Coogler probably hit Michael B. Jordan to be like, nigga. And Michael B. Jordan be like, I either got to fight somebody or grow my hair out, but we finna be making a movie.
Right.
And I feel like that's what he... That's probably what he do. But they make good movies, man. They found their muses.
Yes.
He found his muses, man.
I love the actor-director collaboration.
Yes. Love it. So, all right, Sinners, my movie. You're up.
All right, I'm going to go. I'm going to save what you call it for you. Since you ain't seen that. I'm going to go Blade.
You're going to take that one off me.
No, I'm going to snatch it from you. Blade is up there for sure.
Blade
kickstarted
the
whole comic book movie franchise.
Doesn't get enough credit for the MCU.
Don't get enough credit. But as a vampire movie, man, it's a good-ass time, dog.
Rated R.
Rated R, gritty. Blade is a fully realized character that's just like, yo, man, this is what I do and why I do it.
Daywalker.
Super dope. Blade, I got Blade 1 and 2 together. They're both like equally just like dope. And he got in the sequel, he got to work with the vampires that he can't stand and they don't like him. So it's just like,
well, Chris Christopherson.
Yeah, man.
Love Chris Christopherson.
Yeah, man.
I didn't grow up reading comics. Mm-hmm. I know, Tony, you did.
Yeah.
So when Blade came out, I was like, and Blade didn't have no cartoon.
Who was this guy? Yeah.
So I was like,
he might have showed up on the Spider-Man animated series, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But he's always just been like a side little B character.
And that's the thing. That's what Marvel did well with Iron Man.
Yeah.
They were like, we don't have Spider-Man. We don't have our main guys. Right. But Blade, and I felt like it was a minute after Blade came out till another superhero movie came out. It was just like
Blade was 98, and then
was it 98?
Yeah.
When 2 come out?
Blade 2 came out in, might have been 2000, 2001.
So wait, when did Captain America the First Avenger come out?
Oh, shit.
2010?
Probably 2009, 10, somewhere.
What about Iron Man?
Iron Man was 2007, right? 2008?
Because the first of the MCU was Iron Man, right?
Of the MCU?
Yeah. Oh, it actually wasn't that long. I thought it was way longer between Blade and Iron Man.
I mean, that's a long time. It's 10 years, damn near. It's a decade.
You said Iron Man was 2006.
No, Iron Man was either 7 or 8.
Okay, so 8.
Oh, 2008. So that's 10 years.
Oh, so 10 years. Yeah. Okay, it was
funny. But you had Spider-Man in between X-Men.
Yeah, but that ain't MCU.
Neither is Blade.
No. I know. I'm saying, Blade was what they pointed to. Like, Spider-Man and X-Men, everybody knows you can make movies with those people.
Oh, yeah.
But what they learned with Blade is, if we can make a movie with Blade, then we could do it with Iron Man,
Captain America. I see what you're saying.
Spider-Man, nigga, if you can't make a movie with that, then you shouldn't be in business.
But it was still risky because comic book movies was taking L's.
That's true.
If it wasn't Superman or Batman, they was getting their ass kicked.
They were.
So it was like Blade came out and was like, oh shit.
Yeah. Blade is.
So then they got the ball rolling on X-Men.
Yeah.
Spider-Man was after that.
And Wesley Snipes is Blade.
Oh my God, yes.
The only person that I would accept after that was Mahershala.
Yeah.
I was like, before the people that were rumored, I was like, man, nah.
He got a vampire quality to him.
And Wesley has the sharp, like the hair. He would, and his face, he looked vampiric. Oh,
he was so good as Blade. He was perfect.
Wesley Snipes, man.
He was perfect as Blade.
He has had a great career. And the range of things he's done.
Oh, his range is crazy. They don't talk about his range enough.
Enough, man. Yeah. White Men Can't. White Men Can't Jump.
New Jack City.
New Jack City.
If you take New Jack City, to his character in White Man Can't Jump. It's day and night.
Day and night.
He was in Major League before both of those.
Yes. Willie Mays Hayes.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like.
Tu Wong Fu. I was going to bring up. Thank you so much, Julie Valentine or something. I don't know.
Julie Newmar.
Julie Newmar with Patrick Swayze.
And John Leguizamo.
Then he, one of my favorite movies. I will not argue it's a good movie. I don't care. Him as Simon Phoenix in Demolition Man.
He was a great villain.
He was a great villain.
Yep.
He was perfect counter to Sylvester Stallone.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes Blade.
Yep. Then he got the grounded movies where he's not action or he's not super funny. He's like Jungle Fever.
Yes.
You got him in Mo' Better Blues. You got him in Disappearing Acts with Sanaa Lathan.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? His little cameo in Waiting to Exhale. It was just like.
Great.
He could do it
all. And then True Story with Kevin Hart.
Oh, man. He was great in that.
He was great. Kevin Hart was also great in that.
Kevin Hart
is a good dramatic actor.
That's his classic.
To me.
True Story is his classic.
True Story and the one with Bryan Cranston. The Upside.
Yeah.
He was muted Kev?
Yo, Kev in Fight Night?
Fight Night, Chicken Man. That was the best. Use of both of his skills.
Kevin Hart in Fight Night, man. His acting performance was fire.
Dog. Great. He gets too much flack for me.
He was playing that role. He was scared. He was confident. He was shook. I was believing all
everything.
Of it.
Everything.
Yeah.
Because he was over his head.
Yeah.
He wasn't really with the gangsters like that. Like,
right.
When the Miami dude came, if Sam Jackson, like, it was going to be over.
Man, when he was pleading for his life at gunpoint. Crying. I was like, yo, this cat.
This is great.
Kevin Hart don't get his just due.
He don't, man. And he's funny and cold as balls.
Oh, man, he's hilarious on there.
All right, I'm going Lost Boys.
Big surprise, Kev.
Feel like that was my first. That got to be the first vampire movie I saw.
87.
For
when
sure.
It came out.
What the hell was I doing watching that? I was all in on Lost Boys.
Yeah, it was great. It appealed to the kids, huh?
Kiefer Sutherland?
Yes.
And the
Jason
other dude,
Patrick.
Corey
Haim. Corey Feldman.
Two Coreys.
Jamie Gertz is in there.
Dog. That's
Diane
Vampires. Yeah. Lost Boys, you got the wooden stake.
Yes.
You got the red blood. That blood was like.
Yes. Join us, Michael.
Yeah. I don't know that person.
There's Kiefer Sutherland. That's what he said to.
Oh, Jordan. I thought you said Jordan Michael was an actor.
No, that was an actor.
Jordan Michael was in that thing. I said, let me look up the guy.
He got a great resume. Jordan Michael. Lost Boys was fire, man.
Classic.
I love that movie.
Those Coreys have been famous forever.
I love the Coreys. Man.
Ever since.
Corey Feldman. I wanted to be him. I wanted to be Corey Feldman, man. I wanted to be the Frog Brothers in that movie.
Yeah, man. Good. Like Kiefer Sutherland been around for a minute.
Yeah, he was young. He's always younger than you thought he was.
For sure.
He was young when he was like in Lost Boys and Young Guns and stuff like that.
Young Guns. Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Dog, did you know he's Filipino?
Yeah, he's all kind of stuff.
He's not
Mexican though.
No.
Yeah.
And Rufio, the dude who played Rufio, people thought he was Mexican. I don't know how. He looks Asian.
Yeah, I thought he was
Yeah, he's Filipino as well.
Oh, he's Filipino, okay.
But I had no idea Lou
Diamond. They thought
he was Mexican. Apparently he's played a lot of Mexican characters in his movies.
Really?
But it's stuff I hadn't seen.
Dante Basco,
he was in Hook. I was like, I didn't get Mexican at all.
No.
I thought he was some type of Asian, but.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, Lou Diamond Phillips, I did not know was. Because he was slick back a lot in his movie. And he also played Richie Valens.
He played Richie Valens. That's what. Mexican American.
And that's my introduction.
And then he was Native American in Young Guns.
And that's what I'm saying.
And I was like,
now you're telling me he's Filipino?
I believed it every time. But I was like, yo, is he Filipino this whole time?
Just found out he's Filipino.
And other stuff.
Dante Basco.
And white.
Yeah.
What up, y'all? I want to take a quick break from the show to talk to you about one of our sponsors, EarnIn. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn should be in your hands, and with EarnIn, it can be. EarnIn is the original earned wage access app that lets you access your pay as you work instead of waiting days and weeks for a paycheck. Get up to $150 a day with a max of $750 between paydays. And no, this is not a payday loan. This is access to your money, and you want it now. That's why there's no interest, no credit checks, and no mandatory fees. EarnIn makes money on optional tips and optional fees for features like lightning speed, which gets you your money in minutes. But there's always a no-cost option to help you make financial momentum accessible to as many people as possible. EarnIn is an app that lets you access your pay as you earn it, up to $150 a day with a max of $750 between paydays. Just download the EarnIn app and add your info. Then start accessing your pay as you work and leave an optional tip to help keep the app running for everyone. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Listen, there was times in my life where I absolutely needed something like this. In between paydays, run out of diapers, tire goes flat, AC broke, whatever. Electric bill's a little higher than usual. I can't make it till the first. And EarnIn would have absolutely helped me and my life. I'm talking about daily essentials, okay? I'm talking about live, laugh, love type things. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in The Bald Brothers under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. The Bald Brothers under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Access limits are based on your earnings and risk factors. Standard cash outs take 1 to 2 business days with no mandatory fees. Expedited transfers are available for a fee. Tips are voluntary and don't affect the service. Available in select states. Terms and restrictions apply. Visit EarnIn.com for full details. Download EarnIn and now and take control of your pay. And now back to the show.
All right, I'm going to go. You win. Where'd you go?
I went Blade. Oh, wait. It's on me. It's on me.
Your turn, yeah.
I'm going Near Dark.
Love that one.
You saw it?
No.
Oh, I was about to say. Near Dark is a fantastic. It's directed by Kathryn Bigelow, who did Point Break.
Yep.
Zero Dark 30.
Yeah, she was in a lot of movies we love.
Watch out, man. She's the director, man. She's not in it. You saw Point Break?
Yeah, I saw Point Break. And
The Hurt Locker.
And The Hurt Locker.
All right, this is
love her. The Hurt Locker. The fact that he was at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And he was just like, man, this is boring.
This is boring, man.
I'd rather be about to die. Mind. And then he cuts right back to the.
Yes.
I said, man, you just got out of there.
Yeah.
He couldn't take the regular.
Couldn't take the mundane, man.
Take the mundane.
Take the mundane. It keeps you alive. But Near Dark, man, this is one of the. Lost Boys is all fun. Yeah, the vampires were kind of scary, but they were also kind of cool. Like, you kind of wanted to hang with Kiefer Sutherland and them. And like, all right, they kill people, but nah, they're cool. Mm-hmm. Near Dark, they were terrifying. They were like, nah, man, they look like people. When they walk in, you be like, yo, let's get the hell out of here, kid.
Somebody just said they creepy as hell.
Man, there's a scene in Near Dark. It's one of the scariest vampire scenes where they go to this bar and they kill everybody in the bar. It's like the scene in Bronx Tale, only it's vampires killing you. And it's just like, Bill Paxton is in it.
Love
he's
just, him!
He's terrifying in this
joint. A vampire?
Yeah. And so they just terrorize these people in this bar. And it's just like, these cats are scary as hell. So Near Dark came out the same time as Lost Boys, but it just got overshadowed. But Near Dark on my list for sure.
All right, I'm going to go From Dusk Till Dawn.
Okay.
Love it.
One of the few you saw?
George Clooney, he is just great. We saw his house in Italy.
Oh, my God.
He bought, man, dog.
Oh, y'all went up to the house?
We was up. It's on Lake Como. He bought the house. First of all, Lake Como looks like a postcard. It looks unreal.
Yeah.
And the guide was telling us, like, he was like, it's basically filthy rich people here and then Italian people who were like, I will never sell my house. And when I die, it will stay in our house.
Okay.
In our family for generations.
Yeah.
So George Clooney bought that house. First of all, I didn't know George Clooney was getting $20 million a film.
Oh, yeah. He's up there in the high salary range.
Did not know. So apparently he took one of his $20 million. I think it was one of the Ocean's 11 thing. And he bought it for like $5 million, $10 million. He just basically cashed a movie check and was like, house. And then the owner of Heinz Ketchup had a house next to them.
Oh, shit.
And then the person who started Versace had a house next to them.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, Gucci owned a house. Like, the people who started Gucci, it was like.
Did they come after George or before?
They were all before George. It was like all the Gucci, Versace people, they were there for generating.
And he was able just to get it for five?
Yeah, it was like five. Maybe it was 10. It was 10, but it was early. Yeah. Like late 90s. That's when I didn't. He was making $20 million early. I didn't know.
Well, no. He, so Ocean's 11 was like 2001. From Dusk Till Dawn was the kickoff of his movie career.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 96. So that's what kicked off the movie career. Yeah. He was already getting the good ER money.
Yeah, he's getting good TV money.
And so that's when he transitioned. That's when he left ER. He's like, I'm out, y'all. Movies. Yeah. And then by the time he got to Ocean's 11, Ocean's 11 was probably his biggest payday at that time. So that's what, 2001?
Yep. They said he bought it with the Ocean's 11 money.
Got you. Man.
And he just never, they was like, you see him. He'd be riding his motorcycle and stuff over there.
So he'd be over there.
And you know he got the Casamigos bread.
Yeah. So he has. So he's been in that same house still this whole time.
Yeah, I mean, he don't be living there all the time.
But he that's one of his homes.
Vacations in Lake Como, Italy. And I was like, man, dang. Versace, Gucci, George Clooney, Heinz owner. And then just Italian people who lived there.
So y'all got close to the house?
Yeah, it was right there on the lake. Like, you can't see in there good, but it was right there.
Dang. Did you see him in there waving?
I ain't seen him. Oh, I was like, George! Security guard tackled me on the
boat. He's a very generous guy, too.
Yeah, man. I like George. Listen, because he's the most George. Handsome man. She loves
But back George. To From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah, you're right.
So, did you really see it?
Yeah. I don't think there's any Quentin Tarantino movie I haven't seen. I have. Since, except from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. What was that most recent?
It's a Robert Rodriguez movie, but keep going.
From Once Upon a Time?
No, From Dusk Till Dawn is Robert.
Quentin's just in it.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
I'm watching you.
But no, I saw it.
Okay.
Because I didn't realize that was George Clooney's first movie.
Not necessarily his first movie, but that was his first, like...
Breakout
starring, because he was in some low-budget stuff
when
before.
When did Desperado come out? Because I feel like it was around that time.
That was 95.
Okay, see, I was like, I was like, man, they're making a lot of
Robert
like...
did El Mariachi on the cheap.
Yep.
Then he did Desperado, and then From Dusk Till Dawn was his, you know what I'm
saying?
So
he directed all of them?
Yes, those three.
That's why Desperado feels like that to me.
Yeah.
See, man, I be knowing, but I don't be knowing.
I love Desperado.
I've
seen
that
movie a lot, too, by the way.
Low-key, it could have been my thing.
Yeah.
Because he had that guitar.
The guitar.
Gun.
Give me the guitar. I love that movie.
Too.
I can watch that movie... Anytime it's on, I'm like, Desperado, yes, it is.
Absolutely.
And Salma.
But go ahead. Oh,
we can come back to her because From Dusk Till Dawn, when she had that snake.
Man, puberty did me well. I said, dang. I don't stray from black women often, but she was unreal, Tone. I was like, come on now, God. You can't do all that. I'm a child. I'm 12, 13, max.
You see,
peanut butter and honey, y'all.
It comes a point in life. Because I remember seeing that in the movie theater. And she was dancing with the snake. I felt like I was in the club as well. I was totally just mesmerized by everything that was going on.
Yeah.
I was just like... When she put the foot up and then she poured the drink down her leg into the... I was just like, let me be Quentin Tarantino right now in this scene.
He don't even deserve that,
he
man.
He didn't deserve
he
it,
He don't
man.
Deserve that.
And I know
that.
He got a thing for feet.
Yeah.
So I know that and during that scene, he was like, oh, Robert, anything like you those, need.
Have you seen those dudes when Janet Jackson was tying them men
yes.
up?
Yes. And they was like... I know that was Quentin during that scene.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Someone put that foot on his mouth. I'm sure he was just like, hey, this is it. That scene was crazy. From Dusk Till Dawn is like two different movies in one, though.
It is. You got the heist up top.
The first half is like them on the lam.
Yeah.
You know, George Clooney handling business, serious business, his creepy ass brother. You get the loyalty there, and then it's just Harvey Keitel's family, you hold them hostage.
Mm-hmm.
The sweatiness of like, are they going to make it through customs? Or are they going to make it through, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
then
we happen upon this bar that's just a haven for, they get the truckers, and then they just, they get you. Yeah. And then after that, it turned into a completely different movie. It was like a B movie.
Yeah.
Them vampires are dying easy. Just throw them on the table leg. Die. I was like, really, y'all? This is... Rip his heart out there and put the pencil in it.
Robert Rodriguez be doing that, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He be getting, him and Quentin, They be getting cartoony with the death. Oh,
for sure.
That the shotgun blast in Django, I was like, all right, oh, man. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
This is too much.
They're gonna crank it up, man. Because they love B movies, man.
Yeah.
Robert Rodriguez is one of my main influences to like he influenced me to apply for film school. He influenced me to go really pursue acting. No, I didn't get accepted. But I applied. Cause he made me feel like, yo, I could do this. Because I wanted to make stuff.
Yeah, I love that.
And then I was just like, yo, Robert. And he's always like, I would listen to his commentaries and all that. And I would be like, man, you really did that on
he
this?
He did.
And so, yeah.
Yeah. From all right, Dustin, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to go with Interview with the Vampire is too easy. I'm going to go with Fright Night. Fright Night from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that movie a lot. I know you ain't seen it, but you probably didn't even see the remake. Mm-hmm. But Fright Night was a good ass time. Like it had a kid in there, Brewster, and his friend Evil, and the man that moved in on their block next door, and he was a vampire, and they just wouldn't leave this man alone until he was like, all right, y'all want to keep fucking with me? And then the man on TV that he thought was a real vampire hunter, just, yo, I'm just an actor, man. I just got a TV
hilarious
show. I need you, man. I'm living next door to a vampire. Friday Night was just a good-ass
Is
time.
Is it a comedy?
No, it's a horror movie. Oh, okay. But it's got comedic elements within it. But total 80s time capsule, but it was dope.
Yeah.
Chris Sarandon played the vampire. He was in you see Child's Play?
Yes.
He was also in The Princess Bride.
Romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Didn't know.
So Friday Night is up in there.
Why you didn't take Interview with a Vampire out?
I took it out, but it's still in there, but it's just too easy.
That's what I was going to pick.
Because you saw it.
Yeah, man.
Because you saw
it. Okay, you don't want that? Hotel Transylvania.
Nah, man, get the cartoons out of here. Get the cartoons out of here.
I love Hotel Transylvania.
Put Interview back in.
Interview with a Vampire was what I was going to say. That was Brad. What year was that? Early?
94.
I was about to say 94.
94, yeah.
He was big, dreamy. I feel like he was in a lot of movies with soft focus. He was always looking like, they always had him looking like Fabio type of stuff. And this movie is exactly like that. This one, Meet Joe Black, even though he was like, that's a darker tone of a movie. Yeah. He was just like, I'm Brad.
I'm the most handsome man alive.
Yeah, but I feel like it was such a foundational vampire movie. It has to be included in the vampire movies. I think they got a TV show going.
Yeah, you do.
Heard it's really good, actually.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Though,
I haven't seen it. It's got the dude I like from Game of Thrones on there, the dude who was the Unsullied main guy.
Y'all keep saying Lost Boys. We already did Lost Boys.
Yeah, we said Lost Boys,
where
y'all.
Been, man? You coming in here late demanding
Lost
stuff that Boy. We already covered,
Kiefer
man.
Kiefer Sutherland, man. Donald Sutherland's baby.
We already
didn't
said
know
Lost
that, by the
Boys,
way.
Man. Stop saying
also, the Sarsgaard children, they got their whole families in their movies.
Yeah.
The daddy.
The dad.
Bill, Peter. This guy, like four of them.
Well, no, it's not. One Skarsgård is not related to them.
Wait, who ain't?
You talking about that one actor that's been in mad stuff? Peter?
Peter Skarsgård ain't them?
No, I don't think he's related to them.
Sarsgaard. It's Sarsgaard.
Oh,
it's so Sarsgaard.
Yeah. He's married to
Yeah, Maggie he's good, though.
I.
He's good in everything I see him in, but he's not related.
Dang. I sure put him with them.
Yeah.
He's out.
Because it's so close. I get it. I get it.
There's no K, though.
Right. No. That's how they get you, man.
And I was thinking, I was like, I don't remember him.
Yeah.
But I thought I was tripping.
Yeah.
He don't even have the same. What's the first? Alexander is the. He's
you
the one
Alexander,
that
was. Alexander, the dad is Alexander, right?
Stella.
No.
Stellan Skarsgård.
Stellan is the dad.
And then the two kids.
Alexander. And then.
Bill is Pennywise.
Pennywise.
And Nosferatu. Mm-hmm.
That, and so Peter is somebody else.
And the Crow, unfortunately.
They're remaking the Crow?
They already did. This is what I'm telling you, man. Leave movies alone, Cam.
I didn't know he was in.
Also, the Crow came out in when? 94 with another movie, Shawshank Redemption. But no.
Gustav
but no, 30 years, right, Cam? Nah, man. 30 years, right? It's okay to remake a movie.
But was the Crow big?
Yes.
It was big. That was Brandon something, wasn't
Brandon
it?
Brandon Lee. Bruce Lee's
Bruce
son.
Lee, baby. Yeah, he died on that, didn't he?
He did.
I shouldn't do that for that reason.
Nah, man, watch out. They remade it for 30
years
reason.
Is a long time.
No,
y'all.
Watch out, man.
30 years is long. I just feel like 30 years is long.
You don't
long.
Need no re. Every movie don't need to be remade.
What movie can be remade then?
What movie can be?
What movies would that you've seen that you feel like this can be remade now?
A remake.
Yes.
I don't look at movies to be remade.
You think we should just always look at movies like that? New forever.
You could do a sequel. You can do a prequel. You can do, you know what I'm saying? But like, why
like the reboot?
Why are we remaking something?
They've been remaking Batman forever.
Why remake White Man Can't Jump? According to your logic, it's been 30 years.
No,
it's been 30 years. White Man Can't Jump came out in 92. They can remake it. And when they remade it, what happened?
Well,
trash.
The thing about that is,
oh, man,
that you don't believe Jack Harlow can't hoop.
It don't even matter, man.
Nah,
it shouldn't have been remade.
The white men were winning the MVP at that time. Like, Larry Bird felt like an anomaly more. It was like, that's just Larry Bird. But Woody Harrelson did not look like he could. I buy that Woody Harrelson could be scamming you out of money.
For sure.
Jack Harlow, Woody Harrelson looked way older than he is in that movie.
Yeah.
Also, I don't buy he's with Rosie Perez even more than the hooping part. But I digress.
You didn't buy that?
Hell no,
I
man.
I bought them.
Woody Harrelson?
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, in the movie it made sense. But Woody Harrelson? Hell no.
What about Woody Harrelson?
Nigga ain't getting no Rosie Perez.
Why not?
Not on my watch. He's bald.
She was with Spike Lee and Do the Right Thing.
I don't like when men cast women they can't normally get. I think that's a thing. Adam Sandler does that. Like, you're not pulling.
He can get Drew Barrymore.
She's not who I was talking about.
Who you talking about? Adam Sandler. Who he been with? What movie are you talking about?
Am I talking about Adam Sandler?
So Adam Sandler, he was with girl from Modern Family and Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, he was with Queen Latifah one time, too.
With Jennifer Aniston a lot too.
Jennifer Aniston.
Hell no, nah, Adam.
I'd buy that.
I'm actually funny people can get.
Yeah,
people.
Jennifer Aniston used to date the dude from Counting Crows. He was regular.
But he's a rock star though.
Yeah, Adam Sandler's a rock star in comedy.
He's a folk hero. What was I saying before that?
How'd we get here?
Woody Harrelson. The thing
Woody
that made
Harrelson
Wilding
and Ken, Rosie Perez.
I don't buy it. I don't care what you say. What? But in the movie I did buy
ladies,
it.
Ladies, y'all like Woody Harrelson? Think about young Woody.
Lee, you go with Woody?
Yeah, man.
What Woody had going?
Woody's a good-looking dude.
Is he? Hey, I didn't think he was ugly. Am I tripping? Kevin James is different.
Woody Harrelson was cute.
He's adorable. Nigga ain't nobody adorable smash.
Never. Okay.
Adorable is not a good thing for a man.
But adorable can get you in the, it can get you in the door.
You can't smash adorable.
Yeah, you can.
Nah, cute, you can smash. Adorable is like, oh, man, let's go on a walk.
That's true.
You don't want to be adorable unless you're a child or a teddy bear or a small dog. As a man, you like
Woody
adorable,
Woody is a
man.
White Tony Baker, come to think of it. Because of the gap?
What, the adorable nigga is the dude who gets the girl put the deodorant on.
Oh, yeah, that video.
Tony has a video where he thought he was hollering. Girl put her deodorant on. He was like,
I was just like, I'm done for.
But anyway, the point I was making, the reason that movie doesn't work is because that premise is not believable anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really not believable with Jack Harlow.
And it shouldn't have been remade.
That's
another thing. We got to throw
that in. I agree with you
there.
On that. All I was saying is 30 years. All I want to say is like,
some movies don't need to be remade.
Nah, because a good remake can introduce it to a new audience. That's all I'm saying. 30 years have passed. That means the person, it's very likely you ain't seen that movie and you ain't going to see it. And no remakes would have robbed us of Ocean's 11.
You gotta remake stuff that's low key.
That's all you want.
Because there's no attachment to it. Either it wasn't good. You can remake a bad movie.
Yeah, you go all fine with that.
Yeah. If the movie sucks, remake it, man. Make it better. If it sucks, sure, remake it. But if it's like, you know, because then you're up against, they remade Psycho. Shot for shot. For what?
I don't think that.
For what?
I don't think that should be remade.
That was pointless. let's remake Psycho. Shot for shot.
No, I'm with you
stud
on that.
Stud for stud.
I'm with you on that.
Watch out, man. What movie did you just pick?
I picked Interview with a Vampire.
Hotel okay.
Hotel right. Transylvania was a fun time.
That was a good time. I like those movies.
I love
those movies.
Hotel Transylvania. Yeah. Technically, he's a vampire.
I mean, technically, it's in the conversation.
It's in the conversation. I don't know why you want to take it from me.
Just because it was a cartoon.
I had a good time. You said,
because you ain't seen nothing. Did you see Bram Stoker's Dracula?
I did.
Okay.
I did. I liked Dracula for a minute. I was watching a lot of Dracula
okay.
stuff.
All right, so you saw that. You saw Gary Oldman as Dracula.
First of all, love Gary Oldman. He was in one of the Harry Potter movies.
Okay.
As a Sirius Black. Yeah. You seen Harry Potter?
Yeah, I've seen all of them, man.
Why you never talk to me?
I was talking in the comment section.
No, but man, as a person. What was your favorite one?
The third one. Prisoner of...
That's my favorite
one. Yeah, Prisoner of Azkaban. You finished them?
Finished them.
Okay, yeah, Prisoner.
Love Gary Oldman's in that one.
Yeah.
Sirius Black, they said him, but I thought he was finna cut heads off.
Yeah.
Him in the newspaper, I was like, man, this guy's crazy, man.
Yeah.
He was like,
His dialogue was sad. I was like,
oh,
damn,
man. Tone, I didn't see that coming at...
Yeah.
I will never forgive Helena Bonham Carter for that.
Oh, yeah.
I just learned about that spell. She was like, Avada Kedavra, boom, he gone, she disappears. I was like... Yep.
She's great in that.
She's perfect.
Yeah, she's
she
great
is
in
a
that.
Tim Burton. Not he's her dream.
She looks like a Tim Burton creation.
She looks like a personified Nightmare from Christmas person. Mm. She is perfect in that movie. I was like, I didn't know she was in it, obviously. First of all, a lot of people are in those movies.
Oh, for sure.
I didn't know. But she might be one of the most perfectly cast people in the whole universe. For sure. And I hate that doggone teacher lady from The Crown.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. She looks like a nice person, but she's not.
Oh, man. Yeah. I wanted her to die hard.
That fight between Dumbledore and... Why am I blanking on his name?
The main villain. Voldemort?
No. Yes.
At the very
end? Alan Rickman? You mean...
No, the fight between Dumbledore and Voldemort. Yeah, that fight they had was so good.
I didn't recognize...
I just go watch it sometimes on YouTube.
Alan Rickman, he did so not... It did not register that he was Hans Gruber.
Yeah.
In Die Hard. He's so different as Snape.
He's great.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, the way he talks, man.
He was so good. He was so complex, man. He tricked me every time.
He's a great character in that.
I thought he was the villain in the first one, and it was the other guy. Uh-huh. And I mean, I was like, this nigga work at Hot Topic. He finna. And he didn't like Harry Potter, so I was all in.
Yeah, of course.
And then when he killed Dumbledore, I was like, this nigga. And then it turns out that was part of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then he loved Harry Potter's mama but hated his dad. And Harry Potter's dad was not a great person.
Yeah, his pops was sucks.
James Potter was a little...
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
But anyway, we're getting off topic,
Gary
man.
Oldman is how we got here.
Vampires. Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yes.
Did you see it?
I saw it.
I don't think you saw
it. I saw it, for real.
Did you see... Now I'm just going by... All right, so I'm going to carry the rest.
Carry the rest.
So let the right one in. Oh.
That's a movie?
Yes.
That makes sense.
And I will say this.
Okay.
They remade it.
Ah!
So I will give a pass to when they remake movies that are foreign, I should say.
Okay.
Like The Departed is a remake. Excellent.
So is The Upside.
The Upside.
Upside
the
was
remake
a French,
of
French
the
movie.
French joint with, what's his name?
The dude from Lupin, ain't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So sometimes if it's a foreign joint,
so foreign
I'm
to
cool
English
with the,
or English to foreign, you don't mind.
I don't mind it.
So if they
like The Ring is a remake, I loved it.
Oh, didn't know that.
Yeah, The Ring is a remake.
That's a scary movie I saw, by the way.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. So those are I'd be like, all right, you know what I'm saying. Okay. So Let the Right One In and Let Me In are both good.
I never even heard of these movies.
All right. What We Do in the Shadows is so goddamn funny.
Is it?
Yes. It's about vampires, but it is, it's like a documentary style. So it is so good. They made it into a series, too, which is also equally good.
Interesting.
But the first movie is, you got to see it.
I've never seen a vampire comedy.
That's where Taika Waititi comes from.
Really?
Yes.
I love Taika.
What We Do in the Shadows, man. You're going to love it.
Is it his movie? Like he directed or wrote it?
He did write
and
it, didn't
Jermaine
he?
Clement, who's
Jermaine
from,
Clement from
Flight of the
Conchords.
Love Flight of the Conchords. Yeah. What happened to them? They don't make that show no more.
Nah.
It was
What
a
We
really
Do
niche.
In the Shadows, man.
I've never heard
Watch
of
it.
You gotta see it.
It's mad funny.
And Blade makes a cameo in the show. There's an episode with him in the show.
Oh, I gotta tap back into the series.
Oh, Taika Waititi looks funny in this.
Oh man, it's so good though.
The director of Father, how did I miss this?
It's so good, man. What We Do in the Shadows.
I'm gonna check that out. Tony ain't really sent me a movie that I didn't like. Yeah. I loved
it. You're gonna like that, man. The type of humor is just mad.
And funny. I like Taika Waititi.
Yeah.
Didn't like what he did with the Thor movie though.
Oh, the last one, Love and Thunder. I feel you. That's fair.
Oh.
Also got I Am Legend here. Is it technically vampire? Who keep calling me?
They're zombies, aren't they?
They're technically vampires.
Are they?
Yeah. That's why they only come out in the night.
I could have said this. I thought they were zombies this whole time.
They're vampiric something, but it's not zombies.
They don't turn people, though, or do they? It ain't like bite the neck vampire and stake in the heart stuff.
They really didn't explain. Yeah, they turn you because the dog turned.
Is it bite in the neck, though?
In the 1950s novel, they were vampires.
I Am Legend based on a novel?
Yeah. And they made a movie out of it with, what's his name? Charlton Heston, called The Omega Man or something.
I never knew this.
And then
Charlton Heston was in the Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
Love and him. And Ben-Hur.
Yep.
His hair was great.
Charlton Heston.
He was like.
He was. And then I'm going to mention this as another mention.
All right.
30 Days of Night.
No.
These. These are probably
you're making up things.
No, 30 Days a Night with Josh Hartnett. These are
Josh Hartnett?
Yes.
The hell was this made?
This is 2000 something. This is right before he took his hiatus. But 30 Days a Night, and they was in Alaska.
That makes sense.
So it was 30 days a night, and these vampires are terrifying.
I got to say.
They don't even speak English.
Well, they speak vampiric?
They just talking and stuff. And he's just like,
yeah. That's how he was. Harry Potter was talking to that snake.
This movie, man, them vampires were scary.
There we go. Yeah. See, man, we made it through, Tone.
Yeah, we did, man. You
I just seen the big one. I avoid scary things for the most part. Exactly. Tony don't like it, but he avoids romantic comedies.
I don't avoid them. They be. Man, you was right with me, man. Don't turn on me. You don't like romantic comedies either.
No, I do.
Oh, you be watching Made in Manhattan.
That you keep going to that one. That's just not a good movie.
You be watching Made in Manhattan. You saw it?
Ralph Fiennes is in that?
No, I didn't.
You saw The Wedding Planner?
Voldemort's in
I saw that's
Made
fine.
In Manhattan.
Ralph Fiennes is in Made in Manhattan?
I saw...
You saw The Wedding Planner.
I saw... Who's that? Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah, and Matthew McConaughey. You saw
that? Yes, I saw like 15 minutes of that. I hated it. I hated Geely. I hated all that. I low-key couldn't understand how those movies were getting made. Like, I'm like, how are y'all not knowing... Somebody asked this on Twitter one time. I was like, I wonder if actors know a movie sucks when they're making it. And Reagan Gomez was like, absolutely.
Yeah, they'd be knowing.
They have to know. They had to know, like, did you see Jennifer Lopez dancing for the American Music Awards?
She wasn't good?
Something happened with her, man.
She just keep taking L's lately.
Sweet person. Something, I don't know if we changed or she changed. Something changed. People do not.
People
she's
turn
not
on
connecting.
Her.
They, I, you know what I think.
People
this is
turn
my
on
theory
Jay-Z too. I noticed
they do. I see why though. Capitalism, rap. I think there's a separation of wealth that I could see.
They turned on him tough.
They did. Jennifer Lopez. For me, what I think it was when people found out she wasn't singing them songs, and the people who were singing them songs have had like hard lives or paid cash.
Wait, she wasn't. She been lip singing, or she was just getting the songs from other artists?
I don't know if it was her or the label, but it was like, Leah has a hit song, right? They'd be like, no, you don't.
Oh, they were taking the songs
and
from
then
the... Okay.
Giving it to Jennifer Lopez, and oftentimes leaving Leah's vocals on. Like, there was a
shows
TikTok...
She owes me a lot
of money. If they paid the people she did that to, Ayanna Crawley's a gospel singer... She sang all this on J-Lo's song. There was like, and it's not even the same voice. You know, we know Ashanti did a few, but it was like the label was just like being like, nah, man, Leah, you're out. And then Leah just never makes it. And Jennifer Lopez makes it with her song and her song and her song and that singer and that singer and that person just keeps getting paid cash and cash and cash. And then on TikTok, she was making the documentary. She was just like,
That documentary did her no favors.
I just was like this crazy girl running through the Bronx. And then her classmates was like, nigga, you was not. You went to a rich school. You was in this rich thing. Like, you was not in the streets like that. Stop saying that. I went to school with you. Like, stop doing that. So I feel like
fraud.
It was the, you know how the record label used to create stars?
Yeah.
I feel like they created that and then the facade fell off for her.
Got you.
And I think
it took
that
a while,
just,
but now. And then
she went back to New York and she was like,
oh yeah, that house.
I used to live here. He was like, who are you?
Yeah.
Like, Jennifer Lopez. Who? Jennifer Lopez. Yeah, I don't know. And I also buy.
That's crazy.
So I feel like something happened in that time period.
So now,
and then like she made that weird movie on Prime where it was like a heartbeat musical and it was just like, man, what the hell is this?
She did that movie recently with Owen Wilson, romantic comedy, whatever. Tank.
Oh, which one was that?
I forget the name of it. She was like this big star and he was like the Owen Wilson type.
Yeah.
Of character that he often plays. And
but even like Hustlers, like most people agree that that was a good movie and she was good in it.
Yeah.
I didn't see
we
it.
We need but, more of that.
And but it's just like, nah, man, no more of you.
They just, period? People she just can't like, even be in movies no more?
People just like, man, nah.
Dang.
And she started off with Selena.
She did.
And black people love Selena, just the singer.
Yeah.
And they love the movie Selena.
I still haven't seen it.
Really?
I've been avoiding it, man.
The
I've been
movies
avoiding.
You mad at me? I couldn't have seen 10 of them vampire movies, but Selena, you
but
gotta
I,
see.
But I purposely avoid it, man.
Because of the murder?
Yeah, man. I like Selena.
It was sad.
Yeah, I don't want
to. It's, I hate Yolanda Saldivar.
Yeah, man. Trying to get out. Trying to get out. You stay your ass in there and cook.
Don't ever get out.
You kill Selena,
so
man.
you purposely don't want to see
purposely,
it.
Yeah.
Got it. Her dad was that guy. He got his skin has.
I was talking about this the other day, man. You know what I'm saying? Let Jennifer Lopez be Puerto Rican in movies.
Oh, you know what else? That
they
okay.
always got a racially ambiguous or Italian or yes. something else every goddamn time.
She was on a promo tour, and Sterling K. Brown.
That's so funny.
I think she comes across inauthentic because she was like, I'm Puerto Rican. He was like, oh, are you? Interesting. And it was just like. It was like, what happened with y'all? She's like, I love rice and beans because you know I'm Puerto Rican. He was like, oh, you're Puerto Rican? And I was like.
The fact that he did that.
Yeah, because it was like, it felt like, and it wasn't just him. It was somebody, I don't know what, the Edward James Olmos.
Edward James Olmos.
Thank you, Sweet Pea.
He's great.
I don't remember what movie they're promoting, but it was like the cast didn't seem, there was something there that wasn't said. Yeah. They were too professional to say it, but there was some shade thrown. So I feel like over the last couple of years, man, she just ain't.
She probably not even campaigning to be Puerto Rican in these movies.
Probably not.
She probably just is there. Dennis Farina can be my dad.
Yeah. Because she was playing little whitewashed characters for a minute.
And the romantic comedy is big. When she started out, she leaned into that. When she was in Money Train, she's Puerto Rican.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? She played Mexican-American in Selena, but you know, still, she was in Mi Familia. She was in that.
Yeah.
And then. But then I feel like once she did Anaconda, that's when it started. They were just like, let's make you something else.
Let's make it unclear.
Yeah,
just ethnically ambiguous.
Yeah.
Let's go EA on it.
Yeah, you could be Italian in this.
You just
could
mix
be
some
Jewish
stuff in there, man. A goulash, if you will.
Yeah. So I feel like that's trash, man.
Jeez. All right, man, we done with this.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.